views and commentaries are for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruz. Forget about what I usually do. It's an apocalypse going on out there, and boy, wasn't on yesterday. Could have been, but at the radio station here, we had some that were out, some that were on, and they put on programming. But hey, I walked from my house to the office, but I got Greer Hopkins calling in. You there, Greer?
I am indeed, David. Good morning.
Good morning. My thought was, before the snowpocalypse was to talk politics with you, but now I just want to talk about how you doing. You getting through it? How you doing, man?
Oh, it's been a rough ride over here. But
that's what I've heard.
We're out of state when the first two dumps hit, and then got back just in time for the rain to hit. And yesterday it was trying to snow blow the driveway and busted off about four different shear pins on our snow blower in about 10 minutes. So trying to figure my way out of here right now, but that's probably not as bad as other people because we got our power back. We didn't lose internet. We didn't lose phones. And, I'm hunkered down with my daughter and my wife, and so life could be worse.
You have heat, you have food, you have water, you have sewer, correct?
I'll check all those boxes.
Yes. But you have good family.
I also check that box. I'm fortunate in that department every day. So
good to hear.
It could be worse, and I know people are struggling more out there with it. So everybody stay safe and don't go out if you don't have to.
Yeah, I live downtown. I'm a townie. And this is one of those times where it works out for me. Yesterday, I was down in the office by 9 o'clock in the Nerland building. Everything's going well. Said hello to a few people that also made it. And, boy, if you don't need to be out on the street, don't be on the street. And also, what most people should realize right now is you have a layer of snow on top of a layer of ice. When you're walking, be extra careful. Just be extra careful. And Amanda Bowman, she had an article in the paper today, I believe is her. I just saw the headlines, but, you have a lot of snow, then rain on it. So your snow load has a crust, which is much heavier now. So everyone be aware of the snow load so you don't have crushed roofs like we did last year. So hopefully you're okay with that, Greer, and your structure is fine.
Yeah, so far so good. We are lucky there. That article was actually by Mady Thomas.
Okay.
Who I have to give credit to because she was my wonderful house sitter, fortunately, while we were out of town and kept great care of our dogs. But, it is a concern. I actually got a very informative email last year when all the snow was dumping at the end of the year about just how heavy that snow, especially when it's wet with the rain, can accumulate. And, it's important. And we had some collapses in the roof. The Esther Fire Department last year saw the impact there. And don't think there's a lot people can do preventatively, but be ready for it and stay safe and have a backup plan if you need it.
Yeah, go get snow rakes. We already got a phone call for you, buddy. You ready?
Always. Thank you.
Yep. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Greer Hopkins, and your name is?
Hey, it's Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Hey, I just want to point out to people that just because you have four-wheel drive, it doesn't mean four-wheel stop.
Yes.
Every vehicle that I've almost had a wreck with, I'm an old guy, I know. and I drive.
Excuse me, you're experienced and knowledgeable, Rick.
No, I drive slow because I'm old and I don't want to die.
Okay.
And I apologize to the people that are impatient trying to get around me and stuff, but I'm doing 25, 30 miles an hour, and I'm sorry. That's just the way it is on these roads.
Yeah.
And I've almost been hit 3 times. A buddy of mine was with me yesterday, and he was screaming. This guy was coming right at him. So I just ask people, be patient, please. You'd be better off getting there late than never getting there at all.
Great advice. Grier, Rick, did you see that photo of the Dodge on College Road?
No.
Yeah.
I saw that yesterday. I went down College Road with a good person who was driving me around and then came back, and there it was. So it's frequently happened, but someone either going too fast or someone, you know, went through that intersection at College Road and Aurora. And boy, you saw the vehicle perpendicular right in the snowbank over the, you know, just is like, wow, there it was. And just, you know, everyone listen to Rick.
The last thing I want to say is I know everybody gets angry with DOT because it yeah. seems like they're never getting enough done or they're never working hard enough. But believe me, I'm not a DOT member, never worked for them, has nothing to do with that. But believe me, they are working some long hours trying to straighten this out. I have a friend of mine that was DOT, retired, and that guy would go right up to almost falling over.
Yeah.
So if you see one of them, don't complain to him. Thank him.
Yeah.
So that's just my thing. I appreciate you guys having this show on today, and I'll tell you, we have some bad things going down this year.
Yeah.
This is one of those years we haven't had in years. So,
you got it, buddy.
Thank you, everybody. Please be safe, stay warm, and let's get the power on to a lot of people that are out of it.
You got it. You take care, Rick. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you very much, Rick. I appreciate that message for everybody out there, and do thank your DOT workers. Also, thank your neighborhood plow people.
Yeah.
Those guys and men and women out there are working hard to just help their neighbors, and this is when Fairbanks comes together. And, of course, as he said, you know, thank your local GVEA linemen as well. Our power came back on at 3:30 in the morning the other day, and they're out there working 24 hours too. So
I know
a lot of people to thank right now.
Yeah, I know a couple of GVA people, and they this one gentleman I know, he worked 30 hours straight and had to take a mandatory, you know, 12 off.
Wow.
30 hours straight.
Yep.
And, you know, they're trying to get to everyone. A good friend of mine who's on the show with me on once in a while, you know, he's got a couple properties froze up, power out, you know, everything. You know, I was going to try and have him on tomorrow, and he goes, oh, man, And so there's so many things going on right now. Be safe, be sane, and in May we'll be flexing our muscles how we survive this.
There we go. That'd be an interesting topic to have on one of your Fairbanks personalities, would be a GVEA person to talk about the different stories they had going on. I'm sure there's some good ones.
Yeah, it's you know, and I know who it's going to be. It's not yeah, you know, a couple guys who I grew up with and a couple people are working for them now. Linemen, you know, and boy, you know, forget this administration people. I want upfront workers who've been through this and what they have to do. How many times have we been through something like this, Grier? You know, it seems about, you know, there's, you know, you get the wet, heavy snow, and then limbs start breaking and knocks out power lines, and there you go.
I was just talking about that with my wife, both homegrown Fairbanks people like you. The one in 94 was a big one.
Yeah.
Power out back then, you know, it was an early snowfall that year before the leaves fell off the trees.
Yeah.
So we had bent them over. Then we've had more recently in the last couple of years as the temperatures seem to be getting warmer and precipitation seems to be getting more. And it's amazing. Plus, you know, other places when they get the rain in the middle of the winter and they have these ice storms, their ice goes away. Ours doesn't. It sticks around all winter long on those roads.
I know. Hey, buddy, we're going to take a commercial break, okay?
I'll be here when we get back. Thanks, David.
Fairbanks, we'll be back after these messages. If you want to call in, we're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. I got Grier Hopkins on the phone with me, and we are making it through this. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Serving part-time in the Army National Guard has led to a lot of firsts for me. The education assistance I received made it possible for me to be the first person in my family to go to school and graduate debt-free. That education helped get me to the first day at my dream job, a job that I can still hold while I serve part-time. That job, plus the other benefits possible from the Army National Guard, helped me become a first-time homeowner. Also, part of my role as a National Guard soldier means I know that I can be one of the first to respond and help my community if disaster ever strikes. I'm extremely proud that I get to serve my community, and that first step I took by joining the Army National Guard has made all the difference in my life. Talk to your local recruiter or visit NationalGuard.com to find out what firsts are available to you in the Army National Guard.
Sponsored by the Alaska Army National Guard, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
Winters in Fairbanks can be brutal, but what makes them worse is having your septic system go out in the middle of the winter. Don't put it off till spring. Repair costs in the winter can be as brutal as the temperatures. Call North Star Honey Wagon with their shiny big new trucks, specially suited for Alaska's cold. Snow and cold won't get in the way of them making sure your septic system's not only cleaned out but operating properly, regardless of the time of year. Call the locals at North Star Honey Wagon, 888-8265. Online at NorthStarHoneyWagon.com.
Weather brought to you by the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. Your eyes connect you to your world. Care for them with the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks, your eye health professionals on Mini Street.
KFAR weather.
A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Thursday morning. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy. High of 19, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, 17, overcast. 6 to 12 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse in the studio here with Greer Hopkins, thankfully calling. And how you doing, sir?
Still doing well, David. Haven't tried to go outside since the commercial break.
You needed a rest anyway, I'm sure.
Gotta store up my energy as we head down to Juneau. Gotta keep those fat reserves up.
There you go. Where'd you go on your vacation?
Took the typical Alaska trip and escaped to Hawaii for a little bit.
Good for you.
It was funny. I think there was 10 or 12 other people from Fairbanks in Hawaii at the same time. So had some rendezvous with old friends and saw a lot of great posts out there. So.
You know, I think you got back in time because there's just a lot of planes getting shut out. And, hey, we got another phone call coming in. You ready?
Yeah, always.
Okay, here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Greer Hopkins, and your name is?
Good morning. This is Mark. Dave and Greer, hearing you guys talk is like listening to two peas in a pod. I'm glad you're back from your vacation, Crier. What are you doing about the $14,000 each Alaskan is owed?
Oh, thank you, Mark. It's good to be home, and I was ready to come home after my vacation. And, looking at the permanent fund dividend, you know, that's the number one topic that we have to deal with down in Juneau if we're going to have a long-term fiscal plan. It's held us up for four special sessions this year, and I lost track in too many fingers already in just my short term.
You guys are being flooded there in Juneau by Marxists also in our education system. There's lots to talk about, but what are you doing?
Well, sir, I introduced
about the $14,000.
Thank you for the phone call, Mark. We're going to let him answer that, okay?
Thanks much, David. I appreciate that. You know, I did introduce a permanent fund dividend piece of legislation in the last special session that ties the price of the amount for the permanent fund dividend to the price of oil and a combination of that and the permanent fund valuation. That way, for the first time in Alaska's history, our wealth, the economy, and the support of the state would actually be tied to also be reflected rather in the size of the permanent fund dividend. As oil goes up, the dividend would go up. Currently, that's not how it is. So, trying to look forward and solve the dividend problem. And the conundrum we're stuck in by, you know, having potentially the largest dividend payout of any formula that's been introduced. And that was my goal in trying to make compromises across the aisle by putting out a new formula that might raise some eyebrows and might find some unexpected allies. So, you know, we're trying to solve the problem and making sure we don't have any raids on the permanent fund. We have to protect the state's investment account long term if we're going to keep having much of a state and keep having a DOT that can plow our roads and keep the Dalton Highway open too.
You know, it's interesting, Greer. I have a theory. You put 40 people in the House, 20 people in the Senate, and one governor in a room together, that's 61 people, and you're going to have 61 ideas on how the permanent fund should be appropriated.
I round that number up to about 180 because each person has a couple different ideas on it. But that is,
I think you're right too. I think you're right. Oh my goodness! Yeah,
it's a sticky wicket we're dealing with there, but it is the most important one. You know, I've lived my entire life. I was born in 1983, and I've lived my entire life under the same formula that we got now. And you know, things have changed. Alaska's budget and economy is not based as much on oil revenue as it used to be. And I think we need to rewrite the formula going forward. And there's, like you said, a lot of ideas out there trying to deal with it. So I put forward mine, trying to find a compromise on that plan.
Exactly. You know, it's interesting as we were discussing air travel, just a lot of, you know, I've got a lady I'm taking care of her. She lives out on Chino Hot Springs Road, good friend of mine, her and her husband are in Wisconsin. And while she's down there, she caught COVID, and she's one of those fully vaxxed people. She caught COVID, the new, whatever it is, the new strain. And her husband is fine. And he was coming home and his planes, you know, were canceled. You know, he's getting on the plane tomorrow and his plane's already been canceled because of a lot of the airlines are canceling planes due to COVID related issues with flights. And boy, so we're going through COVID, a new strain. We're going through snow, rain, snow, Christmas. Anything I'm missing?
Locusts and boils and the water turning red.
A friend of mine, you know, a good, one of my closest friends, his son caught COVID out of Delaware and fully vaxxed. And his girlfriend up here, he brought her in yesterday. Due to medical conditions, she can't get vaccinated. She's got COVID. And so we're talking about it yesterday, and he brought up, you know, the only thing we haven't had is an earthquake. And I said, if we get an earthquake, I'm going to kick your don't bring those things up.
Yeah, they had a 5.9 earthquake down in Anchorage a little bit ago, which is, you know, chump change up here.
Yeah.
You know, I'm glad to hear that they're getting vaccinated. That's the best thing we can do to get over this virus, that and wearing masks. And, you know, there are breakthroughs for the vaccinations, but they're never intended to completely stop the virus, but they're intended to reduce the symptoms, reduce the likelihood you get it, and make sure you don't go to the hospitals and allow people who have other conditions and other symptoms or diseases or accidents to have space in that hospital to get treated. So
yeah.
I urge everyone to get out there and get vaccinated, and I got my booster, and everybody else should too. And I think that's going to be the only way we're going to get over this pandemic, because it's probably going to be something like the flu shot going into the future, where it's going to be
your annual shot. Yeah. If that's what you want, we got a phone call, and I got a feeling it's going to be about what we were just talking about, but here we go. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
It is Mark. COVID. Nobody take those shots. That's what's subjecting you to infection. It breaks down your immune system by attacking your white blood cells while it's rearranging your DNA.
Dr. Mark, thank you very much. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio, and your name is?
Let me turn my radio down. This is Mel.
Hello, Mel.
Yeah, I sorry I tuned in late today to Greer, but I was going to say you're no longer in our neighborhood, so I understand you moved, and actually the district out here kind of, you know, they kind of shafted us on redistricting out in Goldstream, but are you going to run again in your new district?
Hey, Mel, thanks much, and I miss my old stomping grounds at Goldstream, and it's good to hear from you out there. Indeed, I've already filed back in June, and you know, there's a lot of work I want to do for the state, so it doesn't matter what district I'm in, I'm going to be running. So we'll see what the lawsuits have in store for us, and every
every map in Alaska's history has been challenged, and most of them have been changed through the courts, and so I'm sure this one will be too. And so it's too early to tell where we are, but it doesn't matter where the district is. I'm running because I've got work to do and want to serve our state.
You know,
I don't think our district joined the suit. I don't know why, but they didn't.
Well, they can you can be a party to it. I think there was 4 lawsuits that were filed, and
they were all down south. None of them were up here.
Yeah. And I had John Binkley, the chairman, on here, and I said, John, you know, how does it feel about when you're appointed to something and you know no matter what you do, you're going to get sued? And he goes, yeah, it's just what it is, and he agreed to do it. So everyone gets their opportunity to challenge it. It's going to be challenged, and it will be adjudicated. And like in 2010, it was challenged, and they redid it, and new lines are drawn up in 2012, so you'll probably see the same thing here.
Yeah, that is correct. And Mel, you know, looking at the Goldstream area, it got shafted by getting put in with the rural district. And when the board was saying that the Goldstream area is more like the rural area and the highways than the Salcha-Eielson Harding Lake area is, I disagree with that strongly. I don't know if it's unconstitutional. But I certainly disagree with it. And maybe someone will jump in with an amicus brief and join on one of those lawsuits from Fairbanks. Or if they redraw the map completely and someone's shafted in a different way like you talked about, there might be another suit coming forward to make sure that it is constitutional and fair. And that's what we need to look for, is one vote, one person.
Well, like they say, hope for the best, but the worst.
Mel, how you doing out there with all this weather?
We got our power back on this morning.
Good to hear.
We had some short power ons, but they didn't last. And then I still can't get out of my driveway, but, you know, at least we got power. So,
hey, Mel, did you lose cell service and internet out there too?
Yeah, I lost internet and phone, you know. And
that's what I heard. A lot of people on AT&T, that tower went down and knocked a lot of people off the grid completely. So I hope you got
down.
That back. It's important.
It went down. So. All right. Yep.
Mel, thank you for the phone call. Stay safe and be good, okay, buddy? Anyway, yeah, it's Grier, welcome back.
Thanks. Best place in the world to be. Nowhere else I'd rather be.
I know. You know, it's interesting. I've walked to my office the last couple of days. You know, you have a Friday Christmas Eve, Saturday Christmas, Sunday, and by Monday I'm going a little bit stir crazy. So well, I'm going to make it to the office anyway. And I didn't carry a briefcase. I got a backpack out, put my computer, my laptop, and a few things in there, and hiked down to the office yesterday and today. And everyone, just when you're walking, remember, if you're stepping on snow, there's ice underneath it. Just be careful. No big stretches. Don't pull anything, and just be careful. So anyway, you're looking at going down to Juneau in about the second week, 10th to the 15th, right in there?
You got it. Session starts on the 18th.
Okay, I've got a prediction. It's an election year. You don't do any special sessions.
I think we'll have one.
Okay.
Is my guess, but you know.
So the over under, is there an over under, like one special session or no special sessions?
Well, if you average ours, it'd be a 0.5 would be the over under. So we'll have to take a bet.
Okay, so if you have a special session, it's over within 15 days. How's that?
That works.
Okay, you taking the over or the under?
I'll take the over, because if you're sitting a 30-day special session, the legislature always takes it up to the very last second. So I'll take the over.
Oh, you're. I don't want to bet against you on that. I just don't. We're going to take a break, okay? And we'll be back after some messages. Fairbanks, you listen to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial. We live stream at KFARradio.com. We're at 458 Talk, and we'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Another 2,500 flights grounded today as airlines struggle with staff shortages tied to the COVID-19 Omicron variant.
There was one big development that came, could really impact airline staffing, and that was a development that came out of the CDC. Airline representatives have been requesting a reduction in the amount of time for quarantine for someone who tests positive. The quarantine time was cut in half for asymptomatic people who test positive.
Fox's Mike Tobin. The House committee investigating the January 6th riot will not request hundreds of pages of Trump administration documents.
The January 6th committee agreed to defer a request for hundreds of pages of Trump administration records as part of an agreement with the Biden administration. President Biden has rejected former President Trump's claims of executive privilege, but is still working with the committee to shield some material that could compromise national security.
Fox's Jared Halpern. America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Fairbanks Daily News Minute reports that Alaska communities will soon have thousands of at-home COVID-19 tests to give away. Up to 100,000 kits will be sent out across Alaska, with regional public health centers assisting in the distribution. The state of Alaska's warehouse has received more than 150,000 rapid test kits, according to media reports. The COVID tests are expected to be distributed through public health centers, school districts, fire departments, and universities. More information will be made available to the public as the distribution system is set up. President Joe Biden has pledged to distribute 500 million kits through a new initiative that is expected to launch in a few weeks. Alaska, meanwhile, will stop offering free COVID-19 tests at airports, including in Fairbanks, after January 31st, 2022. Free COVID testing is currently available to travelers. The state previously required testing for coronavirus to anyone arriving from out of state. The testing became optional this past spring as the number of new cases dropped. More than 6,000 people were diagnosed with COVID-19 after the airport tests were implemented in June of 2020.
Online at KFAR660.com.
Great pizza, great ingredients. Here's a great idea. Deep dish pizza. For a limited time at the Great Alaska Pizza Company, enjoy an 8-corner deep dish pizza with any 2 toppings and a 2-liter for only $21.99. Available for curbside pickup or delivery.
Great Alaska Pizza Company.
Auto Trim Design is a proud sponsor of Shooter's Corner, your source for news and conversation on guns and your Second Amendment rights, hunting, local events, important legislation, and more. Auto Trim Design is an Alaskan company offering products to help you get the most from your car or truck. For moose lights, auto starts, bug shields, spray-on bed liners, signs, graphics, and more, visit Auto Trim Design. Listen in every Thursday morning at 11 to Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR Radio.
On our first date, we had masks on and kept 6 feet apart. Now, we're a lot closer.
Just like Cliff and Deb, thousands of singles over 50 found their perfect match on Silver Singles last year.
I feel like I'm 20 years old again, and I'm pretty sure she feels the same way.
Rediscover the magic of dating with Silver Singles, the exclusive community for singles over 50. Sign up today and receive daily matches you won't want to miss at silversingles.com/radio. silversingles.com/radio.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. In just 15 minutes a day, Babbel teaches you conversations that you will actually use. With 14 languages and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll learn what matters most to you. Babbel. Language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Welcome back, Fairbanks. David Pruse in the studio here with Greer Hopkins. And Greer, even though this is the worst of times for weather, it brings out the best of times of Fairbanksons, I must say. You know, the things I've seen people do and helping people, neighbors helping neighbor, plowing out, those sort of things in my neighborhood, you know, it's been very, it just makes you realize how special Fairbanks really is.
I couldn't agree more, David. I had my house sitter got stuck in our driveway at the early on in the first or second snow dump, and one of the neighbors who I hadn't met since I just moved into the neighborhood came by and said, "Oh, let me help." And then later that day, took his skid steer and plowed our driveway.
Yeah, so, yeah.
I wasn't even in town. It was pretty great. So it's true. Like I said before, no place I'd rather live.
Yeah, you know, yesterday I get a phone call from Joni Skilbred, who's with me the fourth Wednesday of every month on history, and she's looking for a neighbor. And so she's giving me a call, a person who had something to do with the real estate a few years ago. And so and she describes this vehicle that she has, and it's her neighbor, and the power's out, and you know they got some decisions to make because these people are traveling, and the snow and everything. And I said, hold it, you know that's Melissa. I've got her dog. You know, here's her number. She's in Wisconsin. She's got COVID right now. You know, that's how small and wonderful Fairbanks is. So they got her power turned back on. Her husband are gone. They got her driveway cleared out because otherwise it would have been, you know, maybe in April after it melted to get it all up. So just it's the best at times at the worst of times, to tell you the truth.
Certainly is. It's a pretty large, tiny little town. I love it here.
How's your folks doing?
Oh, they're doing well. Helping out. They were, you know, they had power out for a while and worked all day on their quarter mile long driveway. Snow blowing themselves out because the snow was too heavy for the four wheeler, and they're working hard as they do. I'm trying to get them to slow down, but
good luck with that.
Yeah, I feel miserably. They're doing well. Thanks for asking.
Yeah, good luck with that, son. Oh,
we all
boy.
Have our goals for our parents.
Yes. Yeah. Oh boy. So anyway, you're going to be going down to Juneau. Anything you're looking at working on?
Definitely. Thanks for asking. You know, there's a couple bills I introduced last year that I want to keep working on. And one of the important topics that I want to keep working on is strengthening the Fairbanks economy.
Mm-hmm.
And I've got a couple bills to help with the military presence here in Fairbanks. One is to create essentially, I'm sure many callers have heard of the Tiger Team here in Fairbanks. That brings a lot of different stakeholders in town together to plan and make sure our communities are both ready for military basing and influx of troops and families, but also making sure we're the best place for those basing decisions by the Department of Defense.
Yeah.
Things like getting the F-35s, the KC-130s, and the Apaches here are all done because we are the best place for it. Fairbanks put forward its best foot, and I want to create a statewide Tiger Team called the Alaska Military Affairs Commission that would create that at a statewide level, so we'd have governors, representatives, and mayors saying, this is how we can put forward Alaska's best foot to make sure our placements, our economies, and our communities are ready to I don't want to say sell ourselves, but make sure the DOD knows that Fairbanks is the best, or Alaska is the best place for those decisions, because it's a huge part of our economy.
You know,
also, we support our troops so much here in Fairbanks that it's the best place to be put in. Those troops to make sure they feel welcome and have support for the families.
That's a, you know, Greer, that's a great idea. I was on the Alaska Real Estate Commission. So are you looking at something like that? That's a set commission appointed by the governor, confirmed by the legislature, or a set commission that's automatic. These are your automatics, you know, such as the Railroad Corporation. They got the Commissioner of Revenue, and then they got a couple other people that are appointed.
A little of column A and a little of column B. There'd be a couple mayors from communities that have military bases. There'd be a few commissioners, but we also wanted the public input. So there'd be economic experts. There'd be people who are familiar with military organizations and what the families need. And those would be appointed by the governor. And it would be in statute, so it's not something that could go away if another governor doesn't want to see it or something like that. And so it'd be durable from administration to administration.
Well, I would think that's going to be a popular statute there. You're going to get a lot of co-sponsors.
You'd be surprised. So far, it's met some opposition already. The governor gave it a really hefty fiscal note, which is a way to kill it.
Oh, boy.
So that was surprising to me. And then other people think it's duplicative with some other commissions that are out there, although, you know, talking to people from those other commissions, they say, no, this is something we need because we don't look at anything that way and we don't hear from voices on the ground and involved with these decisions and planning aspects. So,
you know, I'm glad and I'm proud that you looked at something that works in Fairbanks and says, why don't we try and do this statewide? Good for you, sir. Good for you.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was working in partnership with the borough mayor on it and the borough assembly. And so, you know, working cross party to find good ideas is going to be how we solve our problems up here.
Ready for a phone call?
Always.
Yep. Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Greer Hopkins, and your name is?
This is Charles. I was remembering Senator Gravel's attempt to actually close Fort Wainwright. Almost had it done, but the reason was why have an Army base in the interior of Alaska in this situation, in this location? So
yeah, he didn't make a pass at re-election, did he?
Anyway, just some history, Dave.
Thank you.
I don't agree with any politics being discussed here this morning. So
okay,
peace,
buddy. You take care. Bye.
Bye.
There we go.
Yeah, it you know, what kept that base open was we had such a housing shortage during the pipeline that they were actually using it for basically overflow housing for construction workers. But anyway,
interesting. That's another problem we're dealing with now is military housing for sure.
Yeah,
just housing in general, as you know. I was trying to buy a home this summer, and
good luck.
Yeah, happy I worked with the realtor on that to help me find our new home, but it was. Is a big crazy market, and looking at you know, the military now, from what I understand and heard, is that they're saying airmen are not allowed to bring their families to Alaska starting later this spring if they don't have a place to live. And so that's going to be a big detriment to us here locally, and I want to work to bring people on the Mental Health Trust who have land in convenient areas and realtors and builders together to find a way we can build some good spec homes out there that can increase that market. And make sure that housing crunch is waylaid here before too long.
You know, if you ever sit down with Senator Murkowski, Senator Sullivan, or Congressman Young, here's something you tell them. Look, there's more things here that broke this train than just lack of housing. Even if you have a house that you want to buy in the military and you're going through the VA, you know, I've got a couple places that have been off the market since October. And they don't even have a VA appraiser assigned yet.
Yeah.
So, you know, come on, boys. You got some, you know, I don't want to hear that's all about Fairbanks' lack of housing. We have people who have found housing, and I'm looking at owners now, and I'm going to start saying, you know, here's the difference between a conventional lender buyer and a VA lender buyer.
Mm-hmm.
4 months.
Well, David,
4 months. That's the difference.
That was the exact situation with the house that we bought. Was
yeah,
a conventional loan, and it was a VA loan, and the delay and the minutia that, you know, those VA loans require for improvements and the engineer level and the engineer inspections and things. We were able to move in as is, and the VA would have required all those different changes, and we were able to move faster. I mean, it was still delayed because, like you said, we've got a shortage of appraisers out here too.
Oh yeah,
that's holding everything back, and so. We gotta, you know, alleviate that. So if someone's looking for a job on their time that they can drive around and take good pictures of and do a little bit of work after taking a course, that I'm sure doesn't take too long to get accredited. You could probably make some decent money.
Very good living. I used to be an appraiser for 7 years. A very good living. Here we go with another phone call, sir. You ready?
Always.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Greer Hopkins, and your name is?
Hey, David. It's Will Stapp here, digging out from the snowpocalypse.
And do you think you're any different from anyone else, Will?
No, I just wanted to put my two cents in and contribute. You know?
Okay, go ahead. What's on your mind, buddy?
Hey, Rep. Hopkins, I really did like that idea that you just mentioned a little bit ago about the kind of commission for military integration. The other thing I would say with housing is, you know, one of the things that's bothered me up here for a while, for several years, is the BAH rate, the military allows for housing here, is actually less than Anchorage, right? And I didn't know if you were aware of that. And that's not really something that you can do at a statewide level. But I'm just curious if how you guys would consider putting pressure maybe on the congressional delegation to kind of take a look at that. Because it's supposed to include utility costs. And obviously, when you incorporate utility costs, our cost of living are considerably higher than Anchorage. So...
Thank you, David. I knew that we up here in Alaska get our soldiers and families get a better rate being the outside the continental United States, the OCONUS rate, but I did not know that we get one that's lower than Anchorage, and I would agree with you completely, having to pay a fuel bill recently, an electrical bill, that it's a lot more expensive here than it is in Anchorage. So that's a good idea. I'll talk to the Interior delegation about urging our federal delegation to do that. It's something that we should look at and make sure that we pay our soldiers a living wage and an adequate wage for where we're sending them. Because if we, you know, want the best and the brightest to be in our military, we've got to pay them the equivalent rate that they can, you know, survive on and pay their utilities.
Very good. Will, thank you for a phone call. Greatly appreciate it, sir. You have a good day. And Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. You're listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 458-TALK, 458-8255. I have Representative Greer Hopkins on, and we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Here's a king called Gorilla, the fireworks beginner of a little merchant line, swinging pyrotechnic thriller. He's a beating on his chest, cause he knows that he's the best. A fun loving monkey must walk quicker than the rest. When you're looking for excitement on the 4th of July, Gorilla fireworks and you will go light up the sky.
Happy New Year. The countdown to midnight New Year's Eve is on. Celebrate this New Year's Eve and let loose with a party to remember from Gorilla Fireworks. Alaska's dark winter nights are the best time for fireworks. The colors are brilliant. Sky rockets sparkle off the snow. Exploding color balls break into beautiful patterns of color hundreds of feet in the air. It's magic on a dark winter night. The pyrotechnicians at Gorilla can help you select your own spectacular show from the best selection of fireworks in Alaska with the guaranteed lowest prices. Have some fun this New Year's Eve. At the stroke of midnight, bring in the new year with a bang.
Gorilla fireworks and you are going light up the sky.
Guaranteed lowest prices. Locally operated by North Pole Christian School.
You've heard about them, maybe thought about getting one. And why not? Nothing will warm you better while enjoying the outdoors. Of course, we're talking about the amazing Solo Stove. Sold exclusively by Aurora Energy Solutions. These portable outdoor stoves are perfect for parties, the yard, sledding, camping, or just enjoying the great Alaskan outdoors. They burn smokeless and get plenty hot for all to enjoy. See the amazing Solo Stove for yourself. The Solo Stove from Aurora Energy Solutions. Check them out in the showroom downtown on First Avenue or online at heatyourway.com.
Arctic RV is a proud sponsor of Shooter's Corner with your host, Laura Berkowitz, for your latest news and conversation in the world of guns and your Second Amendment rights. Arctic RV helps their customers exercise their personal freedoms by getting out to play in Alaska and staying there longer. Although they are closed for now, they reopen this spring, April 4th. Alaska plays rough, so rough it in style with Arctic RV. And listen in each Thursday morning at 11 for Shooter's Corner, right here on KFAR.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
A winter storm warning continues until 6 a.m. Thursday morning. Snow likely today, otherwise cloudy. High of 19, north winds around 5 miles per hour. Mixed precipitation likely tonight, 17, overcast. 6 to 12 inches of snow today through tomorrow night. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood. Currently, it's 16 degrees.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Welcome back. Fairbanks, David Pruse, along with Greer Hopkins, and Greer's at home, hunkering down, surviving. I hiked into the office today. We're on the air. We're all doing well. Hopefully everyone gets their power back on, and there's freeze damage, I'm sure, but be aware of the snow load on your roofs, Fairbanks, please. Greer, how's it holding up out there?
I
know you're a stud in good shape, but tell me how long that driveway is.
Well, let's see. My new driveway, it's a couple hundred yards. It's a decent nice one. And of course, deep, and, picked it for enjoying a good sled down it in the winter sometimes soon when I can take my daughter out sledding.
You know, on Monday, what a day. On Sunday, what a day. I had great workouts helping neighbors shovel out and snow plow out. And what I realized real fast was, David, you know, just don't move your car because the snow is so moist, it's and it's freezing on my frame. And just don't worry about it. Don't get it stuck. Help everyone else. I got a great workout most of the day long, and learn from other people getting stuck. You don't have to move your car. Just don't.
Well, I hope you got to shoveling before it started raining, because then it got really heavy.
Yeah, I did.
Good.
You know, I get inside, you know, and you're peeling off this wet layers, because it was something else. It was something else. When do you think you're going to get your driveway opened up, now that we're going to get another, 6 inches to a foot of snow through tomorrow?
Hopefully in the next couple of days. I in all honesty, have to go over to my neighbor's who's got a skid steer and see if he can help me again after getting my house sitter out, because it's going to be, otherwise I'll be sore the next day. But if that's what I got to do, that's what I got to do here in Fairbanks. So it'll be worth it.
I got a feeling your neighbor will come over with a skid steer again. You know, that's justification of the big boy toy.
There you go.
That's why you got that. So you go down to your opening is Tuesday, what, the 18th?
18th.
Okay. Yep. Any thoughts on the budget? What I mean by that is, were you looking at pegging the price of oil for revenue?
You know, I'm glad that we had oil go up. It's important for our state's economy to see that go, because it incentivizes the oil companies to come and develop. But it's also critical for the throughput of the pipeline.
Yeah.
Getting new fields online. You can look at the price of oil, but that can fluctuate day to day.
Yeah.
And that is not something we should be budgeting on. In my first campaign, I said we have to get off that roller coaster of relying on the price of oil to balance our budget. But looking at the throughput is going to be critical, and getting more projects like Willow and Pika online, making sure that new companies can come in and develop, is going to be critical too, because that's a long-term picture. And while the overall use of oil, it might be going down as we get more electric cars and renewables around the world, it's still going to be a fossil-based economy for a long time, and we need to be ready for that here in Alaska. And we've got some of the lowest carbon-intensive developments up on our North Slope, and so we do it right here in Alaska. But, I don't think we should be pegging and balancing our budget on the price of oil. It's good for a reprieve, but we need to look at a long-term fiscal plan, and we need to not raid the permanent fund, that making sure we don't overdraw it for a one-time large check or a one-time way to balance the budget and avoid these hard decisions like the governor's putting forward, I think is the wrong way. So I'm going to be looking for some good discussions, a sensible and sustainable dividend amount that doesn't require us to raid the permanent fund, to dip into our it's not even a rainy day account anymore. It's 2/3 of our state revenue. And that's how I think we need to be crafting our budget. We can do it. We can balance our budget if we don't pay out a mega dividend. And I think that's the way we should be looking at it, is maintaining the jobs, the services that Alaska's hand, and paying a $1,000+ dividend is about the historic average. And something I've been proud to do is putting that forward and defending against raids on the permanent fund. Every single year there's amendments to the budget that say, let's take out $5 billion, let's take out $10 billion, let's take out enough to pay those $14,000 checks to every Alaskan. But that's gonna, you wouldn't be doing that if you were a trust fund kid, at least not if you're a smart one. And I don't think you're doing it here in Alaska.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've heard, Mark the caller call in about that $14,000, and I said, well, that's been adjudicated already. That was Governor Walker said, hold it, this is subject to my line item veto powers. And it was adjudicated and correct, so there is. And I had Representative Mike Prox in here, and I asked him, why don't you do you think you could win a lawsuit adjudicating this $14,000 check? And he goes, no, I don't. So, okay. So basically, it's more of a talking point to either put pressure to get a full dividend, or what I consider get reelected for some people.
It's an election year promise. I agree.
Yeah.
And, if you balance, if you plan a state on an election year promise, you're going to be in bad shape real soon. So we got to take those hard decisions. That's, you know, I'm not down there to be a legislator for the rest of my life, and those are the hard decisions we have to make to put Alaska on strong footing for the future.
Yeah, and I say to people, if you want a full dividend, guess what? Elect a legislature gives you a full dividend. You know, that's how you go about it. It's, you know, it's simple as that. And that's how you go about it. So, anyway. Ready for a phone call?
You, David. I'm with you. Yep, yes, sir.
Good morning. You're on KFAR Radio with Representative Greer Hopkins, and your name is?
Mark, that statute's still on the books, the original statute and formula, and we have a right to pursue that, no matter what the leftists or the liberals have hooked up in their plans.
Thank you, Mark, but that has been adjudicated to the Alaska Supreme Court. Senator Bill Wilikowski, a very fine person. I don't agree with him all the time politically, but he said, hold it now. And he brought it, he sued Governor Walker. You know, people from the same party, per se, arguing over the dividend. And it was decided by the third branch of government. So, hey, that's what
certainly
we have it for.
It is not a liberal versus conservative or Democrat versus Republican issue. It is different lines are being drawn. There are Democrats that want a full dividend, and I do not as a Democrat. And there are, a statutory dividend based on the 82 item, as you said, David. It is a full dividend every year that is paid out. And I think we need to, the times change, and we need a new formula.
And you're very correct in regards, this is not a political ideology on for or against a full dividend or how it should be calculated. It's really not.
It's not a partisan ideology. That is absolutely true.
Yeah. But what the heck? That's why we're Alaskans. We do great in horrible weather. But when it comes to cutting the buck, forget it.
Yep. Is there you got time for another call or two out there?
If they call in. And now there's one person I want to bring up that I just think is special. And she works with you, and that's Tanya. And that lady, she's such a hard worker. You have an excellent staff person there. She is quite extraordinary.
I thank my lucky stars every day that she was willing to put up with me. And she's kept me going on the straight and narrow more times than I can count. So between her and my other staff that I've had over the years, Joe Hardenbrook, Aiden Ernest, Will Judd Wallace, you know, Tanya's been there through thick and thin, and I couldn't be happier.
Yeah, you have a very good staff, sir. You have very good staff, and they work well with everyone down
Indeed.
In Juneau. Yeah. So we got about 2 minutes left. Any other good plans for when you get down to Juneau that you're going to look at?
Want to work on election reform. I've got a bill to allow for students in high school to pre-register, and I understand the governor's coming out with a press conference later today about the new election reform bill that might include something in there. I've got, I want to work on the infrastructure bill, making sure money is put to use wisely in Alaska. Our roads and bridges are in massive disrepair, but also our broadband infrastructure, making sure people out in Goldstream don't lose internet as fast and as easy in the next snowpocalypse. And then retirement bill, pension reform. You know, we've been losing cops, firefighters, and teachers, and biologists faster and faster over the last 15 years as we've lost the state pension for our public employees, and that's something I've heard loud and clear from public safety to classroom paraprofessionals and educators that we need to return to a benefit system, and I've got one that shares in the risk, is cost neutral to the state, and allows people the decision if they want to go to a pension system or keep their 401k and go it on their own. So looking forward to some big ticket items and hopefully fixing a long-term fiscal policy with my friends across the aisle.
You know, it's good for you. These are all items that need to be addressed and fixed. Simple as that. So, hey, greatly appreciate it, Representative Hopkins. Thank you so much for being able to call in. You have a wonderful New Year's, and I'll see you soon, okay, buddy?
Thank you very much, David. Happy to be on anytime you need to fill some airtime.
Oh, we're going to have you in February or March right in there. Simple as that. You take care.
Perfect. I'll be ready for you. Thank you, David. You too. Stay safe out there, everybody.
And Fairbanks, I will see you all tomorrow.